drop me an email, and I'll send it to you. My email address is killerad@bellsouth.net. Okay? Did everybody get that? Everybody need it again?
Could you repeat it? Spell it.
It's killerad, K-I-L-L-E-R-A-D, and that's D as in dog, at bellsouth.net. So if you need that PowerPoint, if you don't have it, just shoot me an email, and I'll see if I can send it to you during the first 20 minutes of this call, okay? But so to start, I want to tell you, I've traded in the market for maybe 30 years, and I thought I was pretty decent until, in fact, I thought I was really hot until 2008. When 2008 hit, you know, I found myself, like most people, down 50% in my account. And everything I ever saved, I put into the stock market. So I was down 50%. And it was devastating for me. It was devastating for my family. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to handle it. I just hung on and, you know, just got depressed every day seeing the market go down and down and down. And then in, I think, December of last year, 2009, I met Rick and got his program. And I went back and I discovered that if I would have implemented Rick's strategies, not only would I have not lost money, but I probably would have maybe made about 75% on my account during that awful period, you know, of the Great Recession. So I've never looked back. Now I'm, twice or three times the trader I used to be. And I don't worry about losing money anymore, which was used to be my biggest fear. You know, what's going to happen with the Dow Jones? Because if the Dow Jones goes bad, I'm in trouble. Well, I don't fear that anymore because Rick's strategy doesn't depend on the Dow Jones going up.
Hi.
Hey, we're about 5 minutes into this.
Yes.
So you didn't miss much yet.
Okay, just wanted to say hi. It's Jason from Montreal.
Hey, Jason. So, everybody, I'm going to not take up too much of your time about my story. I'm going to introduce Rick, and we're going to talk a little bit, and then he's going to go over that PowerPoint presentation. And, again, if you don't have a copy of that, shoot me an email, and I'll shoot that PowerPoint back to you. My email address is killerad@bellsouth.net, okay? So, Rick, how you doing, Rick?
Doing good, Bob. Thank
good.
You.
Rick, why don't you give us some background, tell us how you started, and tell us about this, okay?
Sure. Well, I got started basically because I'd given my money to a stockbroker, and I was very fortunate when I started in practice. I had about $150,000, and after a year, the broker handed me $100,000 back. And I was like, well, I could do that,
right?
You know, and but I had no idea anything about the stocks. I mean, I didn't know what to do. So I finally said, okay, like anything else that I've always done, I've said, well, I'll just put my nose to the grindstone. I'm going to figure this sucker out. And as most of you know, I'm a pilot, and I learned to fly by reading a book, and then I went and got some training and said, okay, we'll figure this out. And anything I've ever done, that's the way I've always done it. So after losing so much money in the market, I said I could see the potential there, but I didn't know how it worked. I didn't understand it. So I took some time off. I went to Wall Street and said, you know, hey, will you guys show me how this works? And I was very fortunate. I ran into some guys that were very kind and showed me quite a bit. Nobody would ever show me their strategies, or nobody would actually give me their plan on how things work, but they gave me a good insight as to how the market worked. And I met some very famous people up there who I didn't know at the time were very, very, very well known. So I started taking that information. I came back home, and when I started, we didn't have computers. I had to do it on pencil and paper. And so I'm kind of dating myself a little bit. But it was just a matter of taking the time to sit down and learn how this thing worked. And over about a two-year period, I developed a system, and it started working very consistently. And my dad, who's the greatest guy in the world, practiced for 30 years. And I ended up practicing for 10 years and retired with more money than he had after 30 years of practice. Yeah, he's a chiropractor, and I'm a chiropractor. I'm second generation, and he taught me how to be a good chiropractor. So basically, he asked me, he said, how did you do this? And I sat down and showed him and started helping him. And he said, you need to show other doctors how to do this. He goes, because I don't think anybody has any idea how to manage their money. So that's what happened. That's how I got started, was to do that.
Rick, if I remember right, in the initial period when you got the system down correctly, you know, your initial first 3 years, you went from 8,000 to 1.3 million. Is that right?
Exactly. Out of the 100,000 I had left, I took 10,000 of it. And you have to remember, you know, one of the things I teach people to do is to make sure that you paper trade, that you virtual trade. Well, at the time, that's one of the lessons I learned, I taught myself, was I didn't know about that I should sit down and paper trade. So I started out with 10,000 out of the 100,000, and I almost immediately lost $2,000. And I said, holy cow. You know, I said, how does this work? So I went back and reviewed my system again. I said, no, I feel pretty comfortable with it. So I took the other 8,000 and never looked back. In about a three-year period, I ended up, at, you know, actually turning to 1.3 million. And what I tell people is it's just a matter of taking charge. You know, you just got to go do it, you know, and learn. And it's specialized knowledge. You know, I'm no rocket science. There's some people on the call today that know me, and they know I'm dumber than a box of rocks. But I'm persistent, you know, and I will learn it. And it just takes me time. And that's what it did. It took me about 3 years, and I haven't looked back since.
Right.
So I ended up helping a lot of my dad's friends, and my dad said, you need to go show this with other people. So that's what we started doing, and we've been doing it for the last about 3 years now.
Well, Rick, what I'm always excited about is, you know, you have so many different people in your program, and most of them start with no experience at all, which is actually a good thing because they don't have bad habits. And then you have different levels of, you know, people who, you know, have learned more and more. And actually this morning we were on a call, or what we call a chat room with other traders who are just making phenomenal amounts of money, who've just been at it for maybe a year or 6 months. So that impresses me beyond anything. And these guys, most of them were chiropractors who just, they wait to practice until 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning so they can get that initial trading in the morning. Now, this is an advanced class I'm talking about, but there's different levels, but the level you can go to is just extreme.
Well, that's it, and that's where I started, was at the bottom.
Right.
You know, I started and said, okay, I'm going to figure this out. And I loved the practice. It was wonderful, but financially I just didn't do all that well with it. I mean, I made okay money. I mean, I could eat regular, but
right.
my real wealth came from trading stocks, and as it does today. And as you just alluded to in our day trading room, you know, which you were in this morning, the reason these guys make phenomenal amount of money is because they've learned specialized knowledge. They've learned to take charge. And they've decided, I think, you know, you were talking about that this morning, but if you listen to Brian, if you remember this morning, he said it was the greatest thing in the world was he said he feels so relieved because he's finally taken charge that he goes, man, he goes, I don't leave my money in anybody else's hands but mine. And
right.
he's taken it. And I'm excited for him. You know, I think he's going to be the first multimillionaire trader from my day trading system here very shortly.
Right.
And the other guy, Matt, who's from Las Vegas, he's killing it. I mean, he's just doing incredible with it.
Right, right.
And like you said, it just allows people to take a couple hours in the morning. But I want everybody to understand, I guess we're getting off on a little bit of a tangent talking about day trading, but day trading is no different than chiropractic. It's a job. It's a job just like chiropractic is or any profession you're in, whether, you know, I've trained attorneys, I've trained accountants, I've even trained stockbrokers. So it doesn't matter what profession you're in, it's a job. But it just pays 1,000% better.
Right.
You know? So,
but what
anyway,
we're talking about today, right? We're talking about EOD trading or end-of-day trading, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got off on a tangent there.
Oh, me too. Sorry. But the end of day trading is basically takes, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes a day. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. When I was in practice, the system we're talking about today, the EOD, the end of day, literally doesn't take 5 or 10 minutes if you'll just have to be disciplined enough to do it. That's where I find a lot of people have problems. It's not in the difficulty of the course or understanding the course. It's a matter of their own personal habits.
Right.
You know, it's a matter of them getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, take your shower, put your pants on, and then make sure that you look at your stocks. I mean, most people spend more time combing their hair than they do looking at their finances. And so it's just, it's not that hard.
Right.
It's just, you know, that's what I feel so excited about. It's just a matter of being disciplined. And it's amazing. You know, it's like kids. You know, my son, Austin, is 16 years old, just turned 16. And he started this since the age of 13. And now he's got his college education paid for. He chooses what car he wants to drive. And it's just given him a world of independence.
Right.
And, you know, it's like I've told a lot of people, the old American dream used to be to own your own home. The new American dream is hope your kids don't come back home.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to worry about that now.
Exactly. And I feel real comfortable with Austin that if, you know, God took me off the earth tomorrow, you know, that he would be a very good person. He helps people, and he donates a percentage of his winnings to charities. And that he would make the earth a better place.
Yeah.
So I think that if you just take the time to learn the system, that you'll do well. Matter of fact, Bob, doesn't your daughter? Didn't you tell me she was?
Yeah. Callie, my daughter, who just turned 14, she used to look over my shoulder when I was studying Rick's course, and I said, "Hey, well, if you want to do this with me, let's do it." I taught her, you know, how to pick stocks and you know how to read charts, just like Rick taught me. And within 3 weeks of her starting trading in her own account, she beat what Fidelity did in 3 years in her college account. And not only was that really cool, but it gave her such a sense of empowerment and such a sense that she could take charge and be responsible and control her own finances. And she's only 14, which is just awesome. Rick, can we start the PowerPoint now? Because I want to make sure we get that.
Yeah,
here comes
absolutely.
Aaron, Heather.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Here comes Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does everybody,
okay.
Everybody have the PowerPoint, or does anybody need me to
no.
email it to them?
I do.
Okay, just send me an email at killerad@bellsouth.net, and I'll shoot it back to you.
Beautiful.
Well, we'll give them another minute so you can send that out to them.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, just like you were talking about with Callie, you know, as you know, having been to my class, I totally encourage it as a family event. I want people to bring their sons and daughters so that they understand and take charge of this. Here's what people don't realize, Bob. For some reason, only because they don't know, they have this attitude that, well, I can give my money to Sam Smith or Susie Q over here, and she's going to manage my money. Well, nobody's going to watch your money the way you are.
Yeah.
Except maybe your kids. You know, like, yo, Dad, where's the trust fund, you know?
Right.
But it really boils down to you have to take charge. You've got to take responsibility. You've got to have a wake-up call and say, look, I've got to do this, you know?
Right. And, you know, professional money managers are usually so encumbered with rules that they can't make the returns like your system makes.
Absolutely. They're handcuffed so much. And what I tell people, too, is look, if you've got $100 in the bank, then you're smarter than the guys at Lehman Brothers. I mean, those guys had billions of dollars and went broke.
Right.
Those boys are not that smart. Trust me. I've been there. I've seen them. You know, it's just that they have learned that type of trading, you know, which to me is very stressful the way they do it. But what I'm going to show you here today, I hopefully show you some few strategies that gives you an idea about, hey, this is a learnable procedure. You know?
Gotcha. Well, Rick, you want to start with that then?
Sure. Let's go ahead and go.
Okay.
Okay, what we'll do is, Bob, are you going to, in case people are missing it, we're trying to record this. Can you get them the PowerPoint afterwards too in case they miss this?
Oh, sure. Yeah, just shoot me an email at killerad@bellsouth.net, and I'll shoot it to you. But if anybody doesn't have it right now, it's okay. because Rick is going to describe the charts that that the people who have the PowerPoint are seeing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yes. Everybody imagine there's a big yellow thing on your computer. Okay. The first slide we have, and it says, this is which trading strategies should we use? And I'm going to go over a couple of them and show you. Hopefully this will give you an idea that there are multiple ways to trade the market. And if you'll understand each one of these and what they're capable of doing, I think you'll learn to actually manage your money yourself. So the first chart I want you to go to, if you'll click on it, you'll see a yellow chart with a blue dotted line on it. That's the Dow Jones. And the Dow Jones is what's called the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is what the whole market is measured against, is the Dow Jones. So we're going to use this today for our illustration. The first strategy I want you to understand, if you had invested in the Dow, what they call the Dow 30, because the 30 means there's 30 stocks. You know, you've got General Electric on there and these all these big guys, you know, Microsoft and those types. So there's 30 stocks. That's why they call them an average. If you had invested in the Dow 30 in August of 2000 and employed what is commonly known as a buy and hold strategy, you would have made absolutely zero over the last 10 years. Nothing. Zip, zada. Now, that does not even account for inflation. Now, if you've gotten lucky and picked a stock that had dividends, okay, well, you may have made a couple nickels, but no type of real growth or even to protect yourself against inflation at all. And that's strategy number one. And if you've probably heard people in the past told you, well, gee, I just bought IBM back in 1962 and it made me a millionaire. Well, yeah, good luck with that. It doesn't work like that anymore. It's not a buy and hold strategy. It just does not work. There's proof right in front of your eyes there over the last 10 years. Now, the next strategy I want to talk to you about, if you go to the next slide, you'll see some green arrows that are pointing down. And I want to show you the second strategy. And these are some of the strategies that we go over in the class so that you have an understanding which one of these to use, where to use them, and why to use them. So now if you had sold your Dow stocks, remember the same Dow 30 we're talking about, if you had sold them when they went through and went to cash, each time we went into a bear market, and the bear market's considered when we're going down, a bull market's going up. So if you'd sold them each time just when the bear market was coming about, that's
now,
all.
Rick, now, this is not a gut feeling when you say entering a bear market. There's indicators to tell you that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you follow the indicators that I show you, that I teach you, it'll tell you when we're going into a bear market. So if you had gone into that bear market, you'd be ahead several 100%, just that one strategy right there, entering only into a bear market, get out of the market and go to cash. Just that one point right there. So I hope you're writing this down.
So from zero to several hundred just by changing that one little thing in your strategy?
Just that one point right there. Now hold on, buckle your seatbelts, because when I show you the other two strategies, it's going to be rocket fuel. So hold on. But I want everybody to understand the concept here that you have to manage when stocks are going up and they're going down. And there are specific indicators. Bob, you mentioned the indicators a minute ago. It's kind of like the weather, guys. Everybody knows, it's almost common sense, that if you look outside and you have clear blue skies, the chances of you catching any rain is going to be pretty slim. But if it goes from a clear blue sky to a dark gray sky, that's an indicator, number one. Number two, what if it starts getting real windy? Number three, the temperature drops. Number four, the wind picks up. Number five, there's lightning. Number six indicator, there's thundering going on. What do you think the chances are with six different indicators that if you saw it was going to rain, that you had a high probability that it's going to rain? It's the same way in the stock market. If you understand these indicators that I'm going to show you, it gives you the stupid high probability of success. So the second strategy we're talking about, that if you just gone to cash, whenever the bear market showed you, these strategies showed you, you'd be up already hundreds of percent over the last 10 years. So let's go to the next strategy. The next chart I'm going to show you, you should see some red arrows and some green arrows on that chart. It's the same chart that had just the green arrows, but now we're going to show you the green and the red. This is strategy number three. Now, if you had sold those Dow stocks and gone what we call going short in that bear market, each time we got to that bear market and re-entered into the bull market, which the indicators tell you, when do I get back in? When do I get out? Now watch this, guys. You would not be up just a few 100% over the last 10 years. You'd be up several 1,000% in the last 10 years. Now, I've been doing this for 13 years. Ask me how I know. This is the reason why I'm telling you how strong these strategies are, if you'll simply take the time and learn them. You know, it's like Bob, you're talking about with Callie and with my son, Austin. You know, it's a matter of discipline for them. And once they learn these, think where they're going to be in 10 years from now.
Right.
So everybody, I want to understand, the third strategy is to know when to buy on the bull market when it goes up, when to short on the bear market to go down. And just that strategy from going from number two to number three, you've gone from being up a couple 100% up to several 1,000% just off that one extra strategy. Now, let's talk. I want to talk just for a moment about a short. I know that's a technical word a lot of people don't understand. But I go over this in the classes and on the online trading, that you'll learn what a short is. Shorting is basically taking advantage of when the market goes down. You can actually make money on a stock when it goes down in value. And that's what I want you to understand. So don't get caught up on the words right now. I just want you to understand the concepts so that you can move forward and make the money you want for you and your family and not listen to these silly guys that say, I'm going to manage your money for you. Okay, now let's talk about strategy number four. Instead of trading the Dow and itself, which is the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we're going to go in. I'm going to show you how to trade stocks that even move higher and faster than the Dow does. It gives you the highest probability of buying stocks that actually move faster, is what we call growth stocks, the stocks that are moving quicker, such as Apple, Baidu. You ever heard of a company called Google? The criteria that I give you, it shows you when these companies are in what's called a growth phase, when they're going up in value. That's the fastest rate of climb, is when they go up. And that's when most people then make their money. The market is one of three things. It goes up, sideways, or down. And I'm going to show you strategies on each one of those to make money in the long, the sideways, and when it goes down as well. So that's the four strategies that I really want you guys to understand today. Now, if you go to the next slide,
No, I'm not sure, Rick. I'm not sure if they have this next slide, so you're going to have to just explain it.
Okay. Did everybody have the one that's on the strategy four where it showed the Apple chart? Everybody should have had that.
Yeah, they should have had that.
Okay, where we're going over the individual stock with Apple. You know, we've had Apple since it was $18, but I have not bought it since 2002 and held it from there to now. We have made money on it, as you can see in the illustration that's on your chart on this PowerPoint. You can see the times that we bought and sold in there. So if you had bought and sold Apple, you'd be up about 300%. If you use the strategies I'm showing you, you'll be up over 2,000%. Now, 300 ain't nothing to sneeze at, but 2,000 is a heck of a lot better. Trust me. There's a lot more zeros behind 2,000 overall with the money than there is with the 300%. So look at that Apple chart and realize that if you know the strategies and understand the indicators and know where to get in and out of the particular stocks and how to find those stocks that's going to run that give you the highest probability, you're going to have the same type of success. Now, here's a little synopsis, if you will, a little recap. If you had used that strategy number one of the buy and hold of the Dow since way back in 1966, all the way up to 1982, you had made less than 1%. However, during that same time period, if you'd gone to use that strategy number two, you'd have over 549% just by getting out of the bear market like we talked about. Now, if you had done the shorting and the buying long that we talked about on that other slide, using the bear and the bull market, you would be up over 2,680%.
Now that's just with the Dow stocks,
right?
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I mean that's just the Dow.
So it'd be even more magnified, you're saying, if we took these growth stocks.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's what I want people to understand. I hope today that they get out of the presentation is you've got to take charge. You've got to take action. You have got to learn this. Otherwise, you're going to get hosed, just like I did when I first started. I can't stress that anymore. Is that you've got to really take the time to learn. My system takes about 4 hours to learn this, Bob, online. And you can stop and start it now. We have technology. They can learn in their home. You can learn in your office. You can even now learn on your iPhone, if you like. Plug it into your car and have a rolling university, if you like, as you're going down the road. So you can take the information. Now, I just bought the coolest thing, Bob. It's called an iPad, you know,
yeah.
The Apple iPad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a hoot this thing is. And I have had so much fun with it. But, I mean, you can go get an iPad and download the material on it and watch it, you know, sitting in your lap or sitting on the back porch, you know.
I mean, you can do it on your regular computer, too.
Well, yeah, you do it on your regular computer. And,
right.
And you don't – and speaking of computers, you don't have to have any special software. All the things I'm going to show you is where to get the stuff for free. When I first started with this, Bob, I used to pay thousands of dollars to get this information. And it's all free now if
right.
you know where to look on the web. And so we give you all the websites, where to look for them, what information you want to pull off of it. And it goes
Gracie,
through it step by step.
Don't need a lot of stuff, guys. You got popcorn.
Everybody on the call, we're not muted, so I just ask everybody to kind of keep it down a little bit so Rick can talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll be glad to answer any questions, Bob, whenever they
but
whenever
let me just
to.
Make something clear, Rick. So your system, just so the guys know, it teaches you what stocks, which one of these growth stocks to pick, right? You're not
Correct.
Guessing at them.
Correct.
So you go through each week, and your parameters bring you to certain stocks which you're likely to grow very fast.
Exactly. It's just like watching the weather and the weather indicators. Where do I put my financial bucket that I'm going to catch the most rain?
Right.
And what gives me the highest probability of going there? You know, the other thing I have had people tell me, they said, well, I'm concerned I'm going to lose money. And here's what I want people to understand. With my system, you are going to lose money. I want everybody to understand that. But here's the trick. Here's what I think separates us from everybody else, and this is the reason why you're going to do well and make more money than you lose, and it's called a trailing stop loss. And most brokers don't even know what it is. They don't even know how it works. So I go through and show you how to do that. So here's the point, Bob. You want to keep your losses small and let your gains run big. What I'm trying to show people is that you can lose trading 9 out of 10 times, and it will – now listen to this. 9 out of 10 times you can lose in trading. Make 9 wrong trades out of 10, and it still makes you a multimillionaire. If you'll follow the philosophy I'm trying to teach you about keeping your losses small and letting your gains run large. So I want to take that fear away from people and say, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to lose money. I'm here to tell you, you are going to lose money. It's part of the game. But what I'm showing you is how to have a very, very small loss and then have a very, very large win. And you don't have to worry about those small losses you're going to have. And that's the difference between using a stop loss and a trailing stop loss that the broker tell you. Now, this is why I'm telling you this, guys. They're going to tell you, oh, we have stop losses. No. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for a trailing stop loss. That one point right there, guys, I hope you write that down, because that one point is the difference between being a multi-hundredaire and a multi-millionaire, is that one point right there.
Well, Rick, let me just tell you that in 2009, when the market was just crashing, and I sat around just wondering what to do, you know, should I take my money out? Who do I talk to? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I wish that I had known you, because – in that year, 2009, you made 209% in your end-of-day account. And so that's why when people call me about your program, I say, hey, just do it. You know, talk to Rick and, you know, get a feel for him and then do it, because every day that you're not doing something to increase your wealth, you're losing. If I would have known Rick in early 2009, I would have twice the money that I have right now. I'm grateful that I met him, you know, in 2010. But you know, every day that you don't do something is hurting you. That's an important thing.
Exactly, And the other thing I think, and I'm not saying this to brag or boast at all, but guys, I'll give you my personal cell phone. And you can pick up the phone and call me. And I'm not going to make your trades for you. That's not the point. I believe in the philosophy that if you give a person a fish, you feed them for a day. If you teach them to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. That's the same philosophy that I've used with Austin, and I believe you're probably doing with Callie also, Bob.
Right. But, you know, you and I talk once a week about trading, at least once a week. I mean, what's the great thing about your program is you buy the program and you're also getting a mentor with it. I mean, you've always been there for me, you know, helping me out if I didn't understand something.
Well, thank you. And that's what I hope to convey for everybody is that, look, it's, you know, I've been very blessed, you know, and God's blessed our family well financially. And I don't do this anymore for the money. I do it for people to see. I want people to do as well as we have. And here's the benefit, guys. You know, not only does it give you financial stability, but think about this. You know, I'm going to show you how to give money anonymously so that nobody even knows that you did it. But how cool is it that when you hear your kid's school needs computers, you can stroke a check for $100,000 and they don't even know where it came from? Or that you find out that there are people in your neighborhood that need help financially. I'll show you how to go through and give the money anonymously so that they don't even know where it came from. So I truly believe that if you will just take the time to learn, not only does it help your family, but you have the opportunity to just help anybody you want. And you get to do it anonymously. Nobody even knows it. But then when you hear it on the news that somebody gave $100,000 to a school and they don't know where it came from. But you see the kids' faces. You know you've done good. And that I think, from my point of view, is the big picture. You know, I've talked about this, and if you ever come to one of my classes, which, by the way, if you take the online class, you can come at no charge to one of my seminars. And I put the seminars on, even though there's no data that's different than the online and the classes, I just do it because I think you should meet the other traders, and we get to go over live trades and real trades right there. So the next one we're going to do is in Saturday, September 11th in Chicago. That's going to be the next one. But if you'd like to get started, you can do it right now online, Bob. In the online classes, you just take your time. You go through it 10 minutes at a time or 2 hours at a time, whatever is best for you. I highly recommend you sit down with your spouse and your kids and go through it together and have fun with it. Challenge each other, you know, and go through back and forth and make quizzes out of it and have a good time with it. You know?
So, Rick, how do we get a hold of you and what website do we go to?
Well, what you can do, there's a couple things. Right now, Bob, I think you and I were talking about this. We're just changing over the website to where it'll be 100% automated. But here's what I recommend you do for right now. Those of you guys that want to get started right now, my personal cell phone is 813-924-3776. Now, if you have any questions, either about the class or for me personally, I'll be glad to answer them for you. However, if you want to order the class, here's what you do. Write this number down. Call Peggy at 813-924-2255. Her name is Peggy. It's 813-924-2255. And what will happen is she can get you signed up today, and then she'll send you a username and a password so that you can take the class online. And then you don't have to worry about anything else. Now, the website, if you'll just bear with us for a couple of days here, we've got the website almost done. But you can go, if you'll write this down, you can go to trade, it's T-R-A-D-E, dot, it's all one word, massive bank account. I'll spell that out. It's massivebankaccount.com. So it's trade.massivebankaccount.com. Now, again, the site's not finished, but when it is done, you can go online. There's testimonials there. You can see the other doctors and how successful they've been with it. But the ordering on there is we don't have that segment of it completed yet from the old website. So those of you all have been on the site before. But if you give Peggy a call at 813-924-2255, she'll help you out and get you started right away. And then, like I said, you're welcome to come to the September 11th class up in Chicago. It's a one-day class. But here's what we're going to do also, Bob. Peggy, my wife, wants to see a little bit of Chicago, so we're going to spend a couple extra days up there.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do, this is the first time we've ever done this, we're going to have a late night with Rick. And after the class is over, it's a one-day class, is on Saturday from 8 o'clock until we get done, usually about 6 in the evening. We'll have dinner. We'll come back. We're going to have a late night with Rick. I'm going to go over and show you how my accounts are set up, why they're set up the way they are. We're going to talk about the Roth IRAs, how to set them up for your family. And everybody brings their portfolios. So it's everybody brings their stocks. We go over those stocks together. And then you get to actually apply the system to the current stocks. And together as a group, you can see which ones are going to make you money and which ones won't. So that's an extra thing that we're going to do. And I'll stay there till midnight if we have to, whatever helps people out.
How much is the program?
The program is $3,995, and it's good for life. There's no extra cost anywhere along. There's no extra cost to call me. You call me one time or 50 times or 100, whatever helps you out. And that's a flat fee. You don't have to buy any special software. You don't have to buy any computers. I made my first million in the market on a laptop. So you don't need any specialized things. Now, here's what I really hope people grasp, though. With that includes for your wife and your kids to come. And I highly encourage for them, you know, or your spouse, I highly encourage for them to come. So it's a group effort, and you have a lot of fun. I mean, I've got, if you come to Chicago, you'll see kids there that are 15 years old that have started this from back in February when they were here in Tampa. I've got Nick Serrano from Atlanta, and him and his son are doing very, very well. So he said that they're going to come back up in Chicago as well.
Hey, Rick, can we ask some questions if anybody has a question or two?
Yeah, absolutely. Fire away.
Can I fire away?
Yes, sure. Sir. Who am I talking with?
Hi. You're speaking with Jason from Montreal. I'm also a chiropractor.
Hey, Jason.
And hi, how you doing? I wanted to ask you, basically, is this program specifically related to stocks, or do you teach also options and futures, and you give an overview as to how to go about trading these things?
Great question, and I forgot to cover that. Thank you. This class includes both stocks and options. Now, personally, and this is what I stress in the class, I prefer you to trade options. And most people are like, well, Rick, I don't understand options. Well, that's why I teach them. And I teach stocks as well. And then people say, well, Rick, if you want me to do options, why are you teaching me stocks? And the answer is because only about 20% of stocks are optionable. So if my indicators tell you to buy a particular stock and you don't have the choice of going options, then you still have to go after the stock so you make the money. So that's the reason why I teach both stocks and options. You'll start out with the stock class, and then you'll transition into the options class.
No,
that's okay, Jason. Hold on one second. I'll finish your answer.
Yes.
The other thing about options is it takes a lot less money. It's a lot smaller risk with a higher reward. In other words, your return on your investment is much higher with options as well. Now, to answer your other question about going into futures or whatever, the system I'm going to teach you will work just as well on futures or Forex or any system of method of trading that you want to use. So you can make that choice. But I'm going to show you specifically how to do stocks and options.
Is there a good place to start? Because this is all really, really new for me, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners also perhaps feel the same way. So is there a good place, a good book that I can pick up that will give me a good overview so when I come to your seminar, I come prepared with a greater understanding of this material?
Yeah, that's what the class does. It takes you from when you take the online class, that is a book, if you will.
Okay, you know, we can print out information. Is it like a two binder manual, or how is it set up?
Yeah, it's a great question. The online class is approximately 4 hours of actual online, and that's includes both the stock and the options. The videos that you stop and start them whenever you want, watch them on your computer, you can watch them on your iPhone if you want. Again, it takes about 4 hours, and there is a PDF download with the stock class that you get, so that you print out so that you have the book. Now, let me tell you how I teach. I teach what's called an immersion methods of teaching. And, Jason, what that does is that when you look in the PDF, and if you decide to print it out or look at it online, you're going to notice that there are parts missing in the book compared to the videos. And I do that on purpose because I want you to write down the information in the book that's in the videos. When you hear something, you see it, and you write it down, it commits it to memory. So when there are certain ideas and concepts that I want you to understand, I leave it out of the physical book, but it's in the videos. So you just take that video information and write it into the book. But my class starts with people that know nothing, absolutely zero.
Great.
They don't know stocks from shocks. And it talks about terminology. It talks about concepts. And I took this just as though as if I was starting over again. And then takes you all the way through being a professional trader. So once you've watched this, it takes, after the 4 hours, it takes approximately, what my students are telling me, is about 15 to 20 hours of actual implementation. You're practicing on virtual accounts and going through and, you know, just virtually learning. That's the benefit of this, Jason, is you can learn this without actually having money at risk. So that once you understand the system, my system, like the back of your hand, then you,
yeah,
and you start making money virtually, then you go into real money and take off from there.
What is usually the best starting amount when you, in fact, after the virtual training and the practice runs, you know, when someone wants to get started off in the stock market, you know, there's a certain amount of, I think, fear that, you know, must be overcome. And once you really know your system well, then, you know, your confidence levels increase as well. So usually where do people start with what amount, $1,000, $2,000?
That's a great question. And the fear is over. Let me tell you what causes fear. And it took me a while to figure this out, particularly with my students, but I got it figured out, and I just figured this out in the last year. Fear comes from, one, the unknown, and two is the fear of the loss. So to answer your question is, everybody, see, I go in and out of $1 million in stock at the push of a button. I have people who have watched me trade, and they wig out. I mean, they freak out. They're going, oh, my God, do you realize that that's $2.9 million sitting there in front of you? And I go, yeah, what's the point? It all becomes a tolerance level. So to answer your question is, yes, you start out virtually trading so you understand the system, and then you start out with just a couple $1,000s, and you can start options trading with, you know, $300 or $400.
Yeah.
And the point to that, Jason, is, let me ask you, I know there's other people on the call, but I want to make this point, to illustrate this point. If I said to you, Jason, I want you to invest $2, but Jason, you have a high probability that you might lose the $2. Are you fearful of that?
No.
Exactly. And I'm saying that, Jason, because at a particular point somewhere, the pain threshold gets so high for people that they go, my God, I've got too much money at risk. And the answer is, don't risk it. It's that simple. So
yeah.
So by the same token, if I was to say to you, Jason, here's a trade, and I want you to risk $500,000 on this trade, would you lose sleep at night?
It depends if I have that money that I can afford to gamble. You know, if you are making an exorbitant amount of money and you know what you're doing, the key really is knowing what you're doing.
Precisely.
You know, that's where, the key is learning these tools. Because honestly, it's scary. You know, you hear stories about the stock market, and that's why I'm on this call, is because I've always had a deep interest and a desire to learn this, and I didn't really know where to go. And I'm sitting at the bank talking to my financial advisor, who's making $50,000 a year, guiding me and telling me how I can become financially independent. You know what I mean? It's ironic. I want to learn from the people who are walking the walk.
There you go. And thank you for that. You know, my mom told me something brilliant. You know, my mom was a brilliant woman, but one of the things she told me is, she goes, Rick, never listen to anybody that has less money than you do.
Yes.
You know, and your financial advisor is a case in point, you know. And but the risk is going forward without education. You've got to get educated. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the education I'm going to give you here. Can I tell you a funny story?
Of course.
Just real quick, I was flying up to a class one time, and I was sitting next to a guy, and you know, you talk to people in the airplane, what do you do, what do you do, well, what do you do, what do you do, you know, type of thing. A guy was sitting next to me, and we were talking, and I said, I used to be a chiropractor, I said, but I help people with stock trading now. And oh, that, he just went off. You know, he's like, oh my God, I lost $200,000 last year in the stock market. And this was last year. But he's telling me, he goes, I lost $200,000, blah, 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 and all this. And he looked at me and he said, well, how did you do? And I said, well, he lost like $212,000, I think is what it was. And I said, well, I lost about $400,000 last year in the market. And then he started laughing at me. And he goes, you're showing people how to trade stocks and you lost $400,000 in the market? You know, and he's just, this guy's just going off. I mean, it's, I thought he was going to jump up and announce it on the PA system. And
the question is, how much did you make?
There you go. He never let me finish. He never let me finish. And so finally, I just let him go on, and he just sat there just smirking the whole time. And the guy to the left of me on the aisle across from me, he said, I'm sorry. He goes, I didn't mean to be eavesdropping. He said, but can I ask you how much you made? I said, yeah, $3.2 million.
Nice.
You know, and if the guy had let me finish my story, you know, over here on the right, he would have seen that, look, you're going to lose money. But it's a matter of having a controlled loss. And when you understand a controlled loss, you don't have fear anymore. You know that, look, here's the maximum I'm going to lose. And that's the beauty of options. That's why I like people teaching them options, because I know what the maximum you're going to lose, and that's it. So you don't have to worry about it, you know? Bob, do you have fear anymore?
No, I used to. I think I told the story about how fearful it was when the recession hit. I couldn't sleep for months. Now I know that'll never happen to me again because I have all the safety features plugged into my account that you taught me. So I don't fear. In fact, I hate to say this, but if the market's going to do anything, I wish it would just go up or go down, because either way, I'm going to make money. If the market just goes straight down, boy, am I going to make a ton. If it goes straight up, I'll make a ton. So I don't have those fears anymore because I know how to handle whatever the market does.
Exactly. Jason, I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you for all your insightful wisdom. It's, you know what, it's incredible, because, you know, I'm not embarrassed to say that I know nothing about stocks. I started reading a little bit more and doing some of my own due diligence, but it's something that I really want to learn more of. And I know that with the right coaching, the right mentors, and the right people around me, if I can align myself with these like-minded people and learn from them, I know that the potential is massive.
Absolutely. And that's the key. You know, that's the reason why I went to Wall Street, Jason, because I finally admitted myself, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I said, I've got to find somebody who knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And those people were very nice up there. I didn't have anybody to mentor me. I didn't have anybody to show me what to do. And it was a school of hard knocks for me, you know. What part of Canada are you in?
I live in Montreal, Quebec.
Ah, okay. I'll have to come up there and do a class sometime.
Oh, that would be, you know what, if you're serious about that, I can call Peggy. I actually spoke with Peggy yesterday. She's lovely. And if you are interested in doing that, I would assemble a nice crowd for you.
Oh, I would love to do that. Well, then let's do it. You go call Peggy and tell her, say, let's go.
Can I ask Jason a question?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Jason, if there's guys that you know that are interested, just tell them about Rick's newsletter. I personally find his newsletter just brilliant. But tell
Absolutely.
Them about that newsletter, and we get a class together.
That would be fantastic. And, you know, even because here predominantly in the Quebec region, there's, you know, a lot of French-speaking people, and, you know, that's my second language.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a huge market here, a huge untouched market. And when people hear the word stocks, I think the first reaction is people are like, whoa, you know, like, I don't think people really understand what stocks are and how to invest in
right.
them. And they kind of look at you like you're crazy. You know, you're gambling. It's like you're playing roulette. But the people who do know what they're doing do extremely well with them. But you
exactly.
have to have a system. Because I don't, like right now, I don't know enough about stocks to invest in stocks because I don't want to end up shooting myself in the butt.
That's
exactly
smart.
Right.
I want that to change, you know? Yeah.
It's funny you talk about French being your second language. I'm trying to learn French now. We just did a class a couple months ago in Paris, France, and it was a blast. And we did it all with an interpreter. The fellow that had me come over was French, and I mean he spoke English perfectly, and it was really neat, you know, to do that with a different language and that type of thing.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, and I look forward to working
thank
with
you.
Thank you. Is there
likewise,
anybody else,
thanks.
Bob? I can answer any questions for anybody else.
Is there anybody on the call who'd like to ask Rick a question?
I have a real quick question.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is Ruth from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi there. I'm looking at chart number 2, which I'm just trying to understand what you were saying about that, the strategy number 2, entering into a bear market only, and I'm looking at those arrows that are green and pointing down.
Right.
And what does that mean?
Okay, what that is referring to, the strategy specifically number 2, was talking about that when the stock market starts to go down,
mm-hmm.
you would actually take your money out.
Okay.
So you would sell the stock. So if you look on that number 2, if you look specifically in about year 08 with the big long green, you can see that the stock market went down. And if you had gotten out at that time specifically, then you would have saved almost 50%. Of whatever it was that you had made at that time. And then we go back in and we buy it again when the market goes back up. That's what that stock was referring to on that slide.
So the green arrow is the selling?
Correct.
Point? Okay.
Yeah, now that remember, that's just strategy number 2.
Yeah.
So in that particular case. But what I want you to learn is when to get out of the stock and
mm-hmm.
when to get into the stock. There are specific criteria for both.
Great. Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yep. I just wanted to know what that arrow meant. I think the rest of them, the green obviously is buy and the red is sell, I think.
There you go.
Okay.
Great question.
All righty. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Dr.
Any
Rick?
Other questions? Go ahead.
Yes, it's Jason again. Dr. Rick, I have to run. I just didn't want to hang up. I wanted to say thank you again for all your insightful wisdom. I'm gonna call Peggy and just talk to her about our conversation, try to work something here up in Quebec. And definitely I'm interested in learning one-on-one with you at your class.
Well, Jason, thank you, and I look forward to helping you. We're going to have
thanks
fun.
Thanks,
you're going to enjoy this.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye,
I look
Jason.
Forward to this. I have a good feeling about this. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, no. I was just listening. Is there anybody else who has a question for Rick before we wrap it up? Rick, why don't you give your phone number one more time, if you can? Rick?
I'm sorry.
Okay, I was just saying, can you give your phone number one more time?
Yeah, that was Austin calling me on the other line. He's in the Bahamas.
Oh, okay. Do you need to wrap it up?
I apologize. No, it's fine. He was just calling to let me know he got there okay.
Okay.
So what was your question, Bob? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, can you give your phone number one more time before we wrap it up?
Sure. My phone is 813-924-3776. That's my personal phone cell. And then Peggy is 813-924-2255. And you can call her to get registered. And if you'd like to use the website and go through it, it's trade.massivebankcount.com. But again, forgive me, it's in transition, so it probably won't work for you to sign up. But if you call Peggy, she can get you in right away and get your 4 hours under your belt, and then just come to the class in September. Call Peggy and tell you you want to come to the class.
Okay. Hey, Rick, I want to thank you again. This is a really good call. Really learned a lot from those charts.
Well, thank you.
And again, those newsletters are just great. I love getting them and always learn a little bit about stuff.
Excellent. That's the purpose of it.
Okay.
You know, Bob, I mean, it all boils down to specialized knowledge like I talk about in
right.
there. It really is. That's all it is.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Rick.
My pleasure. Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, bye.